You're Matthew McGrath?
Yeah, why? Who are you?
How old are you, Matthew? What's your birth date?
August 17th, 1992.
I was distracted momentarily by the thought of it.
1992. How recent it sounded, how far along in my life I was already. In 1992, I had already been a lawyer for 8 years. Lori and I were trying to conceive Jacob in both senses.
You're not even 15 years old yet.
So?
So, nothing.
I glanced at Kristen, who was watching me with a lidded expression like a proper bad girl.
I came to ask you about Leonard Patz.
Len, what do you want to know?
Len, is that what you call him?
Sometimes. Who are you again?
I'm Jacob Barber's father, the boy who's accused in the Cold Spring Park murder.
Yeah, he nodded.
I figured you were something like that. I figured you might be a cop or something, the way you were looking at me, like I'd done something wrong.
Do you think you've done something wrong, Matt?
No.
Then you've got nothing to worry about, do you? Doesn't matter if I'm a cop or not.
What about her?
He inclined his head toward the girl.
What about her?
Isn't it a crime if you have sex with a kid and she's, like, too young? So it's like, what do they call it?
Statutory rape?
Right. Only it doesn't count if I'm too young, too, does it? Like, if two kids have sex, you know, with each other, and they're both under the age and they're boning each other...
His mother gasped.
Matt!
The age of consent in Massachusetts is 16. If 2 14-year-olds have sex, they're both committing rape.
You mean they're raping each other?
Technically, yes.
He gave Kristen a conspiratorial look.
How old are you, girl?
16, she said.
My lucky day.
I wouldn't go that far, son. The day's not over yet.
You know what? I don't think I better talk to you about Len or anything else.
Matt, I'm not a cop. I don't care how old your girlfriend is. I don't care what you do. I'm only concerned with Leonard Patz.
You're that kid's father?
Touch of a Boston accent. Father.
Yeah. Your kid didn't do it, you know.
I waited. My heart began to pound.
Len did.
How do you know that, Matt?
I just know.
You know how? I thought you were the victim in an indecent A&B. I didn't think you knew... Len?
Well, it's complicated.
Is it?
Yeah, Lenny and me are friends, kinda.
He's the kind of friend you report to the cops for indecent A&B?
I'll be honest with you. What I reported him for? Lenny never did that.
No? So why'd you report him?
A little grin.
Like I said, it's complicated.
Did he grab you or not?
Yeah, he did.
So what's complicated?
Hey, you know what? I'm not really comfortable with this. I don't think I should be talking to you. I have a right to remain silent. I think I'll go ahead and take that, all right?
You have a right to remain silent with the cops. I'm not a cop. The Fifth Amendment doesn't apply to me. In this room right now, there is no Fifth Amendment.
I could get in trouble.
Matt, son, listen to me. I'm a very patient man, but you're beginning to try my patience. I'm starting to feel... deep breath. Angry, Matt, okay? That's not something I like to feel. So let's stop playing games here, all right?